it goes back to around 2011, where we worked on a PACE 3 funded initiative, or looking at the issue of bonfires across the Derry City Council area, the Strabane Council area, and the Omagh Council area. Some of the communities wanted to have a bonfire, some of them didn't. So in the Derry City Council area, we thought that we would tailor a bonfire scheme where people could avail of it, whether they wanted to provide a bonfire in their area or they wanted to provide a more family-friendly alternative to that bonfire. So we developed up this suite of training courses. This year, we are now a wider council area. We've taken the Strabane District as well. So it's given the groups across the council area an opportunity to avail of the scheme now.
There is not a one-size-fits-all approach to this particular issue. Some people will see bonfires as absolutely integral to their culture and would absolutely balk at the idea of not holding a bonfire. So from that point of view, as well as offering alternatives, you're also offering practical safety advice and courses on how to minimise the risk posed by bonfires.
Absolutely, yes. We totally appreciate that people want to celebrate their culture, but what we're asking them to do is do it in a safe way. So we're providing courses now across the board. So an event management course might inform people how to run an event. It may be a bonfire, it may be an alternative. So the courses that we provide are for everyone to avail of, you know, and if they want to express their culture through bonfires, we're very happy to allow them to do that, but to do it in a more safe and a more environmentally friendly way.